organic practices worldwide for you, your farm, and the planet.
So welcome to the Living Farms podcast. Today we have Jean-Michel Florent with us. He's the co-leader of the Section for Agriculture, so a good colleague of mine. And we are going to discuss about biodynamic quality and food quality in particular. This is, I think, a very important topic, and I'm very eager to discuss this with Jean-Michel, because in the biodynamic movement, we realize that the consumers, for example, are often fascinated by the biodynamic quality and that the demand is increasing constantly over the years. And Jean-Michel, like, why do you think that the consumers really value the biodynamic quality, or how do they taste that it's a different product than other food products?
Yeah, what I realized by speaking with different consumers, different people, that they, it's interesting because it's not only the level of quality you can experience that the food has more sugar or more flavor. It's one aspect, more flavor maybe, but there is one other aspect is something like the people are saying it's authentic. It's like a specificity, a specific quality, so that the consumers say, we have the impression we can really encounter more than the product. Through the product, we can encounter a place, we can encounter people, the people who did, who made the food. So it's an interesting, there are different levels, so to say. Not only flavor good for me, sometimes the flavor is a little bit strong even, but very interesting and challenging, and there is really something. I meet something interesting. Yeah.
And from your experience, is this something that people are easily recognizing when they taste, for example, the first time the biodynamic food, or is it something which needs to be trained to recognize? Or
I think it's very different. We have in viticulture with the wine. The people are used to train themselves to taste wine, and then they can really feel this the difference. For carrots and so on, sometimes it has really to be trained, and sometimes even for some products, the consumers say it's a little bit too strong. So I want to say it's not always so easy, because we are used sometimes to have very something which is very easy to eat, so you don't have an encounter, you have only something it's very easy to eat and to, but difficult to digest if you look really, so it's an interesting thing, or you have the impression you had a meal, but you are empty. You didn't get something. And with the biodynamic food, it's mostly the opposite. There is a challenge, there is an encounter, and then you get forces out of this, but it's really something is happening already. Yeah, it's not the bloop, and you take it in yourself and it disappears and nothing happens, or it's only heavy in the stomach. So these different aspects are very important. How do you feel after eating also? But it has to be trained for a lot of people to be aware of their situation before eating and after eating. How do I feel? Do I feel stronger after eating, or do I feel weak and I need some more sugar or whatever, or sweets and so, because I didn't get enough. Yeah.
And I assume it's really difficult for some of the people to recognize this as part of the food that you take in, because often, like, at least what I recognize around me is that people don't associate their level of energy with the food they ate, but it's something like something that they say, okay, I didn't have enough sleep or something like this. But with the food, it's a kind of disconnection between the people and the thought of what they ate. So is this something that you can also recognize maybe in France? Because France is such a country with a good tradition in good quality food.
I think you are right. It's different from one country to the other. In France, or maybe also in Italy, the people are used to be aware, they look for good food, they like markets, and they really buy also more products direct from the farmers, and they cook more maybe than in other countries where the people are buying ready things. And it makes a difference, for sure. The connection with the food you can have, it's really if you cook your food yourself, even if it's not every day, but from time to time, you have another connection with the food, with the vegetables or with the cheese or even with the meat. So you know where does it come from. You see it. It's different if you only buy ready things to eat. So, and it's a little bit more in some countries. People like really to transform, to cook themselves more than in other countries where the people are more buying ready food. And also, if we look, for example, in France, the people are food is a big part of the budget, a bigger part than in Germany, for example, or in Great Britain. It's more important, so to say. It's a cultural thing. But I think it's possible for everybody to be aware of this and to try sometimes to buy directly from the farm on the market and to make these steps, really, to see, okay, the food is coming from the farm and I can transform it, I can cook it and then eat, and even be aware, how do I feel afterwards, digesting and so on, to make all these aspects and not to reduce food at only one moment. Okay, I bought something, I take it from the fridge and I cook it quick and then it's ready and I'm full and I have energy or not, but so we need to take time to see all these aspects of the food.
It's so interesting for me because I basically come from a family where like the food itself was not so important. So like since I work for the Goetheanum, I realized that a lot of the people working there have this tradition in their families that cooking and eating already organic and biodynamic, and for me it was the different way around. So basically my mother didn't have the money to buy organic food and really needed to look for cheap meals, so to say. And so for me it was a long process to come into this understanding of how valuable food is and how it can taste. And I think it's such a challenge for people if you haven't grown up in families that already are aware of good food and healthy food. Because also when you look at those like cheap food available and this packaged food that you said, it's often the same varieties. So you don't have a lot of like different tastes when you eat this like packed food. And I remember we had a very nice situation, even in the section, where we had a meal together at Anfora, which is a local restaurant. And they cook the biodynamic food produced in the Goetheanum garden. And they have all of this older varieties where also the salads are a little bit bitter. And it was so interesting to see within our team that some of us really said, oh, it's too bitter. And as you said, had a challenging encounter with the food. And for me, I really enjoy the bitter food now because I also collect then the wild herbs and my taste got used to it. But as you said, it's for sometimes it can be the same food and it can lead to very different reactions of the body and if you feel strong afterwards or if it was maybe too bitter for you. So I think the food quality also have this very personal dimension that each of us is like, yeah, that each of us needs a specific personal food that reacts good in the body.
Yeah, I think you are at the right point, huh? That really, at least for adults, everybody should find his own way, his own food. You cannot say it's good for you. You can say it's good for me. And I try to really to taste and to be aware how I am after eating and so on. To come back to this question of bitterness, it's very interesting, as you said, that a lot of old varieties were stronger in the taste, like also biodynamic food. Because for biodynamic food, if we make the comparison with the conventional food and so on, the plants, for example, the carrots and so on, they have more confrontation with the environment. They are not so protected. We try to make more in open fields and so on. And we don't give such fertilization, so the plants are really to find their own minerals in the soil and to be really active, so to say. And this develops also a lot of secondary compounds in the vegetables, in the plants. So they are more bitter, they have more flavor, they have more tannins, they have more pigments, colors. But all these compounds, all these are very important for the health. So if you eat a food which is a little bit bitter, now it's since long time, we know that bitter, a lot of organs can taste the bitter, even if we are not conscious of this. So the lungs, for example, our stomach, they have bitterness receptors, and these bitter substances can really avoid infections. So it's really very important, bitter food, not too bitter, but a little bit of bitterness in the food is really important, for example, in salad, in chicory, and so on, really important for the health. So we can really say, if we have such foods with much secondary compounds, yeah, we eat health, so to say, and we don't need so many remedies afterwards. And there is a lot of research now about this, very interesting. So in this sense, this food is maybe more expensive, but at the end less expensive. But I know, it's you have to pay it when you buy it for sure. But at the end, you will have you will use less remedies and less. Yeah, I don't know, vitamins and so on, you have to buy if you don't have these substances in the food. So it's really a question. Yeah.
And then, of course, it's also the ethical question. I mean, it depends also on the region that you look at. Like, of course, in some of the regions, a higher price for biodynamic food is not possible, but maybe also in those regions, it's easier to produce biodynamic food than conventional with the agrochemicals. And here, I think in Europe or in the higher income countries, so to say, I think then it's a question of ethics. If it's worth to pay a high price for those things that actually give you the energy to run and your system. And I mean, here in Europe, the people pay so much, so many euros or Swiss francs for their cars, for example, and for the fuel to run their cars. But for their own fuel, the price is then often considered too high. So I think that's a question of of ethics and preferences. And so we just focused now on this health aspect and on this question of why it's good for yourself to invest into high quality. But what would you say from a bigger picture? Why is it important to have a good quality food and biodynamic quality maybe in particular?
It's important for, as we said, for the taste and for our health. But the danger could be also that we are a little bit egoistic. We think only at ourselves, our health, and it can be really a danger with the food, that we think we want always to have better taste, better food for us, for our health. So at the end, I think, as you said before, this ethical aspect is very important. And I think it's not actually not so difficult, but for sure, I think children should learn this at school, because now they are so far from the food, from the origin of the food. They really should learn this at school. But I said it's not so difficult, because if you try really to realize where does my food come from, and if you try to say, okay, I really want to know more or less where does my food come from, maybe you cannot do it for everything, but for some things, then you will choose more, you will really try to buy more on the market or in a CSA or in a short, in a small shop, or you will try to have the possibility to avoid to have too many steps between the producer and yourself, so that you can have one contact more or less to know where does my food come from. And if you have this question, where does my food come from, you can have behind the question, how do the people live who are producing this food? And I have to say, it's for me always a joy in my at home, I buy a lot on the market. And I know, so my cheese is coming from the farm Pensée Sauvage, and my bread is coming from Turlupin, and my vegetables are coming from the farm Peter. And I know the people, and I know the landscape, and I can connect with them. I don't know it's possible for everybody, for every food, but try a little bit to do this. It could be really interesting also for a family with the children to say, okay, we want to look where does our cheese come from. And we go we want to visit the farm. Well, wonderful. Goats or cows and so. So it's done, then it's not food reduced as a thing. Food is part of life, and it's a possibility to connect with the landscape, with animals, with people. And I have pictures from people, so coming to buy on a farm in Normandy, for example. It's really a very important happening. The children are coming and they can see the cows and the pigs, and then they go with the mother or with the father to buy in the shop. But they can really make the connections. And for them, it's every week, it's a very important moment of the day. And so, I mean, you pay 10 euros to go in the zoo, but there it's for free. So you can pay a little bit more for the food. I mean, it's only to as an example. But for me, it would be really something like that. And there are more and more possibilities to make this. Or you pay also to go to the to the movies or whatever, but you have real movies if you go on the farm to have a walk and to see where does it come from. So we have really to go in this really to to go really at the source, at the beginning of the process of the food, and make the steps, follow the steps, and then it's a joy. It's really a joy, because then I think the same piece of bread will be twice so good and so important for you, because it has also a very sound quality. Yeah, you have pictures, you have people, you have connections with this. And once a woman, I explained this, and a woman told me, yeah, now I'm buying all my food, my vegetables and fruits from a CSA, and it's really interesting because I eat less actually, because it's so full, and I have this picture of the farm every time, and then I don't need so much. It's not that I need more, because it's more, there is more quality, there is another quality, this connection quality, which is also very important and not egoistic. It's the opposite. Yeah, it's really okay. I want really to support these people who are making my food.
Yeah, I can totally agree with that. I mean, I of course I also have a organic box from local farms here nearby, and the food is so much richer, and then you don't need so much of, like, in quantitative terms, because you're already then so satisfied, so to say, with a small amount. And then I'm still struggling sometimes with the reality of traveling or time pressure as well. Then sometimes it's my own unpreparedness that I haven't taken the carrots, for example, with me when I'm going somewhere else and so on. And that's sometimes so, not so easy to organize, to stay connected with the food in a world where the food is available all the time and where you can have this easy access. But I really like the idea that via the food that you get connected with your landscape and surrounding. And I think that's something which is, for me, also very anthroposophical, to be like that via the food you get connected with your landscape. And I think it's a good thought, so to say.
As you said, it's not always possible, and I think it's more important for children. I think it's very important for children to have this possibility to connect with the farm, with the place the food is coming from. And then as adults, for sure, we have a lot of different situations. And we have, we have to make the best we can. We have to make compromises. I'm not dogmatic, you know? But it's exactly the reason why I said it's very important for children. And if they can, for bread or for milk, for one food at least, know this, where does it come from? I think it's very important. But if you look, it's, I was sometime surprised in Paris, so. In front of Centre Beaubourg, so the cultural centrum being one, though, in a small restaurant. And then I listened to my neighbors, and they were speaking about their vintners, biodynamic vintners. And the one was explaining to the two colleagues, yeah, I visited him, and I buy a wine from him in Burgundy, and now he converted to biodynamics. It's more work, but it's so interesting, and I like the wine, and so on. So it was really a little bit strange. Huh? So in Paris, in the middle of Paris, the people were connected with the place in Burgundy, with vintners, and they spoke about this by drinking wine, by sharing a wine. And for them, sharing this wine, drinking the wine together, was the possibility to connect with some people, with the farmers, with the place in Burgundy, and to say, okay, I visit these vintners once a year, I buy my wine, this. So it was like to bring the landscape and to bring the countryside in the town. And if you see, I know in France at least, I think in more countries, how many small it's not coffee shop, I don't know the name, small restaurants, you can eat a little bit and drink a wine. And there are more and more, and they are very often they have organic and biodynamic wines, because the people want to have an encounter. They want to have something authentic, and they were the whole day in front of screens, and so in a very virtual world, and they are seeking at the end of the day something authentic, and they go outside as soon as the weather is hot enough, and they eat a salad and drink a good wine. A lot of people in Paris. I was impressed in the last 10 years, more and more, maybe 100 of small shops like that. And it's not complicated, it's not very expensive, it's more to have this authentic feeling and to share with friends on a very easy level, so to say, but to breathe. Actually to breathe, because we don't breathe in our civilization, in our rooms, in front of screens. We need to breathe, we need to connect with the world, and it's one way. I take this example of wine because in France it's a strong mediator also for biodynamics, but it could be bread for sure, and it's wine is always with bread and with cheese and for sure. It would be also fruits or ice cream or whatever, but to have this quality,
And it's so interesting that you say that in particular for children it's important to encounter this feeling or this realization of how the food is produced. And because I think as adults we are often like very in our brains, and then the food can really support something to come out of that a little bit. But for the children in the Living Farms project, we visited the Ambagati school. So for those listeners, I will put it in the show notes where you can watch a small video. And they really connect like biodynamic gardening education with the healing effects of food. So they really try to integrate the children from a young age into small farming activities. So they, for example, then they can plant their own beans and they can harvest something. So it's not at all child labor, but very like low level farming expertise exercises. And then the children eat their own food, and you really see that so to say the individuality of the children then really is created with the energy out of the food. And it's such a nice harmony that when you know where your food is produced, and maybe even have the chance to produce it yourself, that your own character can really unfold. Or I think it's one of the aspects that helps to unfold also the own quality of yourself, so to say.
I think maybe I don't want to say biodynamic food is always better than organic or whatever. It depends really how the farmers are working. But what I can say is that really the biodynamic method gives us the possibility to enhance the specificity of the food. Because we want for sure to have a healthy soil, to have a lot of vitality in the food. We want to have this aspect of ripening, differentiation, all these secondary compounds, all these pigments, flavors, and so on. And we have really the possibility to enhance this with our spray preparations. But we also have the possibility, if we use the biodynamic methods and specifically the preparations, to develop, to enhance also the connection from the plant with the soil, to go deeper, to have more terroir quality, more specific quality from the place. And it's something like, one more time, the people who are tasting wine are really saying, there is more terroir quality. And also, to connect stronger with the soil, with the place, but also to connect stronger with the cosmos, with the light quality, with the warmth. That means, what does light light make for plants? It helps the plants to be more specific, to develop more their specific aspect of the species, of the variety. And we can really taste it, so to say. A carrot is more a carrot if you use the biodynamic preparations in a good sense. So we help the different plants and animals to be more individualized, to express more their own nature, so to say. And it's really the way we want to work in biodynamics. We want to help or to support all beings, plants and animals, to develop more their own quality. Not to be all the same, not to be all boring and only substance. No, the opposite. And sometimes it can be a little bit challenging for the eater, because it has really character, so to say. And it's like meeting somebody with character. It's very interesting, but sometimes it's challenging. But if we were all the same and all nobody has character, so it's totally boring. Nothing happens. No encounter. To have encounter, to develop, we need this character. We need this confrontation, this little bit challenge. Not too strong, but as you said, and these challenges are bitterness, are maybe not so easy to eat, you have really to work a little bit, and so on, in flavor, and but at the same time we can really feel that something is happening, really.
Can you explain a little bit for those people that are not so good in French and maybe don't know the term yet so well, what the terroir means? Because I think it's a very important term also for the biodynamic farming, and for me I directly associate it with the farm organism aspect. It would be nice to have your perspective on what the terroir means and how it can maybe be developed or created or enhanced, so to say.
Yeah, terroir is actually the, with terroir we mean all the specific quality of a place, but more the qualities coming from the soil, from the rock and from the soil, and every soil is a little bit different. It can be limestone or granite or whatever, and then you have out of these rocks you have different minerals. And then you have a different humus quality, and terroir is also for sure connected with the sun. Yeah, if it's a south place with a lot of sun, or more north place, and so on. So there is really this. We can really realize if we go for a walk in nature, every place is different. And terroir means this specific quality from the place. And some people who are really good in tasting wines, they can really say, okay, this wine is coming from this place. Yeah, this specific place, because I can taste in the wine, for example, the limestone quality. It's more horizontal, for example. Or if you have a granite or this quality of such a stone, you have more something vertical. It's very interesting pictures that people can bring and express also, even connected to what we are using in biodynamics. It's interesting. You can taste it, these qualities.
And for me, as far as I understood, the preparations are in a way then helping to bring out this terroir as well, in the final quality of the plant, so to say.
Yeah, for sure. We have the two spray preparations, and the horn manure specifically is really helps actually the plant to have very deep roots, and that the roots are going really deep and far away in the soil, really, and connect very, very, on a very intense way with the soil. And then you can understand if you have three or four more roots than with the chemical fertilizers, and for sure you have three or four more possibilities to take specific minerals from the soil and to have a bigger diversity, and then you can even feel it in the taste or in the but it's really for sure with the home manure preparation we can really have more terra quality.
There are even some people, I just remember that it's a little bit off the topic, but I still found it interesting as a thought, that some researcher I once heard in an interview, she mentioned that also the soils and the terroir, so to say, shapes the characters of the people. So that you may have different people on very sandy soils than you have people on loamy soils, for example. I found that just very interesting as I changed from a very sandy soil region to a now very loamy region. And I can relate in a way. So that was interesting.
It's interesting because in the past it was very strong. We were born on a place and a lot of people stood in this place all their life, and now we are in a new situation, and I think it's important, also connected to the food, that a lot of people are traveling, changing their place and looking for the place where they want to be if possible. A lot of people don't have the choice, it's a pity, but as modern human beings we want to find our own place, and we don't necessarily stay at the place we were born or where our family was. And I think it's a modern aspect. It's not bad or good, it's like that, and it's important to take this and try to say, and then the step is, now I want to connect with the place. I made the choice to live on a place for a certain time. It could be longer or not so long. But the question is, how can I connect with this place? Because I'm not born there, so I'm not connected, but I have the chance to connect. And the food is a wonderful way. That would say it's so important to buy local food, not only to support the region, but also to connect with the region. For sure, it's also good to have some coffee, some paper from far away. The other aspect, I think we are all citizens of the world, so we can take for the food a little bit of the flavors from the flavors of the world, some chocolate, some spices, and some to have really the flavors of the world. But the most important part of our food should give us the possibility to connect with the place we are living. And it's really a way to connect actively. We have to eat, so to say, so we have this chance to connect actively with our place. So we could try really to buy a big part of our food from the region. Not only from an ecological aspect, less transport, it's a very good aspect, but it's one aspect. The other aspect is the aspect of the connection with my soul, because I can feel responsible for my region, because I can, if I know my region, if I know the farmers, so I can feel responsible. And if something is happening to a farm, I know, so maybe I will help by supporting, or I don't know what. If something is happening to a farmer at the other end of the world, I won't know. I won't know everything about this situation. Or only in a very specific way, if you have a fair trade network. But otherwise, no possibility to connect, no possibility to be responsible. So this responsibility aspect is for me very, very important. how can I feel responsible for the people who are producing my food for every day? So it's so important, and I can do it better if it's in the region, in my region.
And this connection is even like visible in the microbial composition of the stomach and the gut. So that's even something which can be tested in a way. And I was just, I mean, that may be a very provocative question, but I was just wondering if it's maybe then a laziness of people to not come into this empathy with the region and to not come into this connection when they consume this, let's say, more globalized packaged food, or is it, I mean, I'm just thinking here while on the go, but we are more and more, on the one hand, we want to connect with one another, but on the other hand, we are realizing that we do everything to be individuals and to separate one another from the nature, so to say. And if food is such a big component of being able to connect with your landscape and with your nearby fellows, so to say, then it might be a syndrome as well that the people are too lazy to connect with the surrounding anymore.
Yeah, I think there was a time that it was old-fashioned to buy, and it was, I think it's also an important aspect to realize this. Huh? It was old-fashioned to buy things from the region. It was very modern to buy exotic fruits and something from far away, very modern, very fashionable, and so on. And now there is a way back, so to say, but in a conscious way, to say, okay, I want to buy local food. But for some people, I think it's nowadays it's... Yeah, it's old-fashioned. And the question is really how to make it modern, how to show that it's you can enjoy it. It can be really... I think it's not enough to say you have to buy local food because of transport question. You have to enjoy it. You have to discover it. You have to find ways that you make it very interesting. Yeah, to find new aspects, and I think, yeah, we should all be creative in this way, because the old-fashioned things, it's for a lot of people the reason why they want to buy in the supermarket new things. And I mean, the consumers society is very strong there with publicity and so on, but we have really to look at this aspect. How to make it really really modern, and to say it's, but you can enjoy it, it's really interesting, and it's the reason why I think we have a lot to do with the children, huh? Because afterwards when you have your food habits as adults, it's very difficult to transform, we know, huh? All so the children can, yeah. If the children can really have experience a big diversity and of food step by step, not the little children don't need so much diversity, but step by step until they become adults, that they really can experience a diversity of food, but really food, authentic food, not packaged food. Food they can really make different experiences, bitter, sweet, salty, and a lot of qualities and flavors, then I think as adults they will more connect with their region, and they will enjoy to buy in the region and more. But it's also a question really of education, I think, for sure. Yeah.
And as a farmer, what would you say, like, coming back to the question of the food quality, what are important aspects that can support to increase the food quality?
For the farmers, you mean? So I think in biodynamic farming, we have the first, really the first step is really to have a healthy soil, which is really important, with enough organic matter, with really very healthy soil. We need a good growth. There is always this opposition of quantity and quality, but I think we need both. We need to find the right balance. So at the beginning, if we are looking at the growth of cereals, for example, so wheat, then at the beginning, they really need to build a lot of quantity, a lot of leaves, and there is a lot of photosynthesis, a lot of creation of new substances. And then if there is enough quantity, then the plant can transform these substances in high quality substances. And for this second aspect, first aspect is really a healthy soil. We try to make it with the compost, with our medicinal herbs preparations and so on. And then we have really to, the farmers have really always to try to help the plants to stay as healthy as possible. That means to avoid too strong, when the weather is too cold or too warm and so on, really to help that there is a healthy environment with the weather, so to say. And for this we use also in biodynamics, it's interesting, we can use herbal teas or teas from different medicinal herbs. For example, nettle is very well known, can help the growth, a balanced growth of the plant. So really try to help the plants so that they are strong enough and they stay healthy. Because we don't have pesticides. So if we have diseases, it's difficult. So we have really to support the health of the plants. And then we have the spray preparations. And we spoke about before, also to enhance this health of the plants. And it's important to realize, what do you think if you eat healthy plants? How does it, how does it work on yourself? Healthy plants, so they are strong, they are healthy, they are more difficult to digest, so to say. But in the confrontation, you develop your own forces. You develop your own strength, actually. Actually, we have to say biodynamic food is a little bit more difficult to digest because stronger, more character, healthier, and we have to destroy it by digesting. But out of these forces, by the digestion, we get own forces. And that we can realize it. If you have something which is no flavor, no vitality, you don't get vitality of it. But if you have a strong food, then you have really this confrontation and you can develop your forces. It's similar if you want to have muscle, you have to train not to stay in the bed. So the same for our stomach, so to say. And for this, I think all the things the farmer has to do is really to develop healthy and strong plants. And if we look at all the pesticides which are used in conventional farming, actually, that means that these plants, these crops are ill. Otherwise, we won't need so much pesticides. It's obvious. I mean, all pesticides are against weeds, against insects, against cryptogamic diseases, or so on. So we have really to see the reality. For sure, I cannot say in biodynamics we have always totally healthy plants and so not, but we have healthier plants, much healthier, and we try, the most important, we try to have always healthier and healthier plants, as healthy as possible in this way.
That's so ironic. Or I mean, in those new varieties, then for example the bitter components are taken away by breeding, and then you need more agrochemicals because you kind of diminish the plant its own natural power to be resistant against pests and diseases. Yeah, I mean it's sometimes ironic, but I would totally agree that food. I think it's quite an old saying that food is medicine, but kind of lost a little bit the connection to this old statement. I think we could probably discuss hours about this topic of biodynamic quality because it's such an important topic for our movement. But I would like to close it a little bit here now for those listeners that are also much more interested in the topic. You held a very interesting presentation at the Goetheanum TV about biodynamic quality, if it's real or not. I will link that into the show note. It has English subtitles, so it can be followed. And we just had recently also our agriculture conference in 2022 about the topic of quality through biodynamics. And the idea was to show if it can be perceived, experienced, and developed. So we have a broad variety of different speakers on that topic, and the videos will also be released on our website and at the Goetheanum TV, so you can just check that out. But before closing, I would like to ask you, Jean-Michel, one last question, which I will ask every podcast guest. And that is about the question, like, what are your personal three main reasons why you are engaged in the biodynamic movement and why you stay active in that movement for our future of the planet Earth, so to say?
I come from my study first from the aspect of the protection of nature, and I realized only to protect nature it's not enough today. It doesn't work, and it's also a strange view. It's a view that there is nature and there are human beings separated. There is a duality. So one very important reason for me to stay engaged in the biodynamic movement is that I really realized that we have a way to work with nature or with the living beings, so to say, with the living beings, to work with life on a creative way. So we can really be get from the plants and the animals a lot of food on a different level, but a lot of joy and so on, a lot of discoveries. And we can also give, because it's specific to biodynamics, and that we really want to help. To give more forces to regenerate the plants and the soil, the plants and the animal, because they are not in such a healthy situation today. It's one aspect, and second aspect is because I find that this movement is very interesting one, challenging one, but there are very enthusiastic people, very interesting people, very strong engaged people, and people who not only speak but do a lot, transform and do very interesting initiatives. So I like it to be part of this movement. And maybe a third, it's because it's for me also a possibility to, I'm also a trainer mostly, so to say, and I like so much to say nature, and then it's really for me very important to give this love for nature I have to try to give it to other people, to younger people and so on, to try to give it further, because it brought me so much, so I think it could help other people, this connection with it, to have this connection with nature.
Yeah. Wow, okay, it's really nice to hear the motives of the people that are joining this podcast. It's so interesting, and thank you very, very much for sharing that. And Yeah, it was a pleasure having you here. I think it will not be the last time that I will talk with you on one or the other topic of the biodynamic agriculture. And yes, I will put all of the presentations and links we just discussed about in the show notes. And for our listeners, I'm very much looking forward to having you around the next time. So thank you very much for tuning in.
Thank you.